Good afternoon. It is 3:47. February 14th, 2024. This is a special meeting of the North Dakota Public Service Commission. I'm the chair of the commission, Randy Christman, joined by Commissioners Sherry Haugen-Hoffert and Julie Fedorchek. So we have a quorum. Would you join me in pledging allegiance, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. We only have one item on our agenda, and this is a special meeting. We can't add anything to it. I don't have any opening comments. Do you, Commissioner?
No, I do not.
Yeah. I don't either. Thank you.
Okay, then we'll move right into it. I move the commission adopt the findings of fact, conclusions of law, and order in Casey and Julie Voigt versus Coyote Creek Mining Company, LLC, complaint case number RC-23-348.
Second.
So in this case, the Coyote Creek Mine, just for a little history, has supplied lignite coal to the Coyote Power Station south of Beulah since 2016. Casey Voigt and his wife Julie either own or lease much of the land in the eastern half of the permit area. The Voigt's primary concern with reclamation on their property was soil health, which Casey indicated is deeply impacted by the mining method being used. The Voigt expressed concern with SPGM respread depths and requested that 48 inches of SPGM be respread. SPGM consists of topsoil, subsoil, and other suitable strata. And I emphasize that. It's an important point in here. But so other suitable strata is a kind of a commodity almost there. And it consists of quality overburden material that is classified as subsoil during the permitting process and is salvaged and stockpiled for respread. And so then it ends up counting just like it were subsoil. As part of the landowner preferences, the Voigts requested over 400 acres of native grassland be converted to cropland on their ranch. In accommodating the Voigts' preference, more topsoil is respread on reclaimed cropland than on reclaimed native grassland. So this reduces the topsoil available for respread on land that is to be reclaimed for native grassland. Despite this, the mine is still required to meet the SPGM respread requirements set forth in administrative code. The Voigts called Monty Johnson, a commission environmental scientist 3, who testified the projected respread depth, I emphasize, calculation is conducted during the mine permitting process and ensures that there is volumetrically enough SPGM within the mining permit to ensure that successful reclamation can occur. So the calculation of projected respread depths ensures that there's enough SPGM to salvage and respread for revegetation success. Mr. Johnson testified that projected respread depths are not typically relevant to determine actual SPGM respread. He confirmed that the actual SPGM respread depths in all six grade approvals complied with all applicable laws and regulations. Mr. Johnson also stated that it is in the best interest of the mine to ensure that appropriate respread depth and protect soil health to ensure that they can meet the revegetation productivity performance standards to avoid costly work or soil amendments to obtain ultimate bond release. Don Steffen, Coyote Creek operations manager, testified that the procedures complied with North Dakota Administrative Code. Mr. Steffen also stated that all subsoil is being salvaged. Since Voigtland does not have adequate amounts of topsoil available to salvage, The mine is salvaging other suitable strata to make up for projected shortage of subsoil. Mr. Voigt stated that he completed a landowner preference statement for the Cayo Creek mine regarding the mixing of soils on his ranch. And in testimony, though, he did not provide a provision that required a 48-inch SPGM respread depth. During permitting, this commission reviews landowner post-mine land use preferences and approves implementation when feasible and to the extent that they are not in conflict with reclamation requirements. However, the commission does not have jurisdiction over coal lease terms, conditions, practices, or private agreements and negotiations. I want to mention some testimony that came in regarding cropland production records. The Voigts called Mr. John Winand to testify about harvest yield maps on property leased by him and located on a different mine. I found this evidence to be very alarming, but these yield maps are unrelated to our current proceeding. Mr. Winand leases the property and stated that a portion of the field was used to store stockpiles and not actual mining. So these were areas of associated disturbance, not areas subject to SPGM respread based on graded spoil properties. In relation to Coyote Creek's monitoring of productivity of reclamation lands, Mr. Steffen said mines do not report productivity sampling data until bond release. And the mine is just not required to collect crop production data at this time, and they are not in violation of any of the commission's laws or rules. So the Voigts have, and this is kind of in the conclusions area of the order, the Voigts have not demonstrated that 48 inches of actual SPGM respread is required in accordance with current statutes and regulations. The Voigts have not demonstrated that Coyote Creek is in violation of a statute or regulation. And this commission does not have jurisdiction over the Voigt coal lease. Pursuant to Century Code 3814.136, the commission may assess costs and expenses, including attorney's fees, that were incurred in connection with the proceeding, but based on the circumstances of the proceeding, this order would decline to assess those fees. The essence of the order is, if you all vote for it, that the approval of the grade approval requests COY-034 through 039 are affirmed, and the Voigt's complaint that was filed November 22nd, 2023 is dismissed.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
I guess that concludes our business. We are adjourned.